My name is Chris Wright, and I'm a postdoctoral fellow at the Geographic Information Science Center of Excellence at South Dakota State University.
There is evidence that grassland seems to be disappearing. Tell me about that.
Well, what we did was we looked at the National Agricultural Statistics Service cropland data layer, which is a product based on satellite imagery. And that data classifies agricultural land uses at 56-meter resolutions across the country. And we looked at changes in land cover from 2006 to 2011, looking for evidence of grassland conversion to corn and soybeans.
What'd you find out?
Well, we found out that there's been a fair amount of grassland conversion, and let's see, 1.3 million acres net change, approximately.
What's that telling us? What's at the bottom of this?
Well, that farmers are well. First of all, the Corn Belt is moving westward and northward into drier and cooler landscapes. And I think, in response to high crop prices, farmers are converting, hay pastures or grass pasture and native prairie into cropland.
Should we be concerned about this?
Well, I think, from the perspective of, for instance, waterfowl in the prairie pothole region, there's a lot of evidence that grassland habitat surrounding wetlands is very important for duck reproduction. We did find that a lot of this conversion is concentrated on lands that are classified as highly erodible. So there's the issue of what are the potential for erosion off these lands and whatnot.
So these are part of the consequences of why this is being the part of the consequences of this conversion. What was your what's the motivation for looking at this in the first place?
Well, this was research that was funded by the Department of Energy through the Sun Grant program, and they were basically interested in what are the contemporary patterns of land cover change in the Northern Great Plains.
What are the consequences of these changes? Why would they be interested?
Well, I think they're interested to a large extent because they are interested in moving towards perennial-based feedstocks for ethanol, and so they're interested in what are the implications if we're going to go towards a perennial feedstock strategy. What types of land cover change are occurring right now that might indicate that the window of opportunity for moving towards perennial feedstocks is the extent to which it might be closing.
Are you surprised by what you found?
I'd say yes and no. I mean, I think this is kind of the worst kept secret in the Northern Great Plains. I mean, everyone knows that this conversion is occurring. I guess we were somewhat surprised that it was concentrated around wetlands. That was a little bit of a surprise. The issue was that no one had any numbers on it. So we were basically the first to try and put some numbers on this land cover change in the last couple of years.
How is this information going to come in handy here for the future?
Well, hopefully I would hope for farmers that there would be, a new set of incentives put in place that would make it more profitable for them to keep these lands in grassland. They're just trying to maximize their income from their land, and I think it's incumbent on the rest of us to figure out a way to to compensate them for the services that their grasslands provide in terms of wildlife and whatnot.